at stake here with all of this.
Well, Peter, thank you so much for joining us. And thanks to our caller, Carol, and to other people who tried to get through. This is KGN News. It's The Economy. And we've been speaking with Peter Edelman about his book, So Rich, So Poor. It's available. There's information online, and it's available in bookstores. If you want to buy it, it's great. This has been Leah Lindquist, your host. Stay tuned next for Highway 322 with Mike Finn.
Money. If you haven't any coal in the stove and you freeze in the winter and you curse to the wind at your face, when you haven't any shoes on your feet and your coat's thin as paper and you look 30 pounds on the way.
Good evening, Boulder. Good evening, Denver. It's time for Highway 322. I'm Mike Finn, and I'll be your host tonight for an hour of folk music. Well, perhaps most of you have heard, but in case you haven't, folk and Americana lost a giant in the field yesterday when Doc Watson passed away. And it seems like it's happening a little too much for some of our heroes in this field, but anyway, I want to play some Doc tonight. He's had a big impact on me, and I think a lot of people that like the type of music that comes to you on Highway 322. And I don't think I've ever ran across a Doc Watson album that I did not like. So with that said, let's just get started with a little Doc Watson.
The late Jimmy Rogers has been one of my favorites for many, many years. The song, well, I couldn't actually pick a favorite, I don't think, but one of the ones I like real well is Blues Tunes, is one called Texas Blues. Now the way I've been treated, sometime I wish I was dead. Yes, the way I've been treated, sometime I wish I was dead. 'Cause I ain't got no place to lay my weary head. When I want you, woman, I always find you. Every time I want you, always find you gone. Listen here, sweet mama, I'm gonna put your air brakes on. Do-do-do-do-do. I'm having my troubles too. Yes, you may have your troubles. I'm having my troubles too. Yes, I know how it feels when you're feeling so doggone blue. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do just telling you the hard luck I've had. I'm not singing blues, telling you the hard luck I've had. 'Cause the blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad. Some like Chicago and some love Memphis, Tennessee. Some like Chicago, some love Memphis, Tennessee. Give me sweet Dallas, Texas, where the girls think the world of me.
He tried most everything low down. He was out tomcatting one night when he started a great big fight. And then a big policeman came and snapped him down. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. I told him once or twice to quit drinking gin and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Yodelay, oh, yodelay, oh, yodelay, oh, yodelay, hey, out one day. I guess he thought he'd get away, but at the railroad station they took him by the arm. The chief said, I've come for you, and Bill said, now this won't do, because Bill Campbell never was my name. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. Oh yes, he broke out, and all over town the fool walked about. He's in the jailhouse now. Then I met Bill's old gal Sadie, and she said,
have you seen my baby?
And I told her he was downtown in the can. Little Sadie, she started fussing. She went down to the jailhouse a cussing. She says, I've come down here to get my man. She's in the jailhouse now. She's in the jailhouse now. So you can understand why little old Sadie got thrown in the can. She's in the jailhouse now. I went out last Tuesday, met a sweet little gal named Susie. I'd say she was the sweetest thing around. She started calling me honey, and we began to spend my money. then we got drunk and thought we owned the town. We're in the jailhouse now. We're in the jailhouse now. Next day we wanted to go, but that old jailer, he said, no. We're in the jailhouse now. The yodelay, yodelay, oh, 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 yeah. The yodelay, yodelay, oh, the yodelay.
This next tune here is a favorite of mine. I learned this when I was just a little boy. My mother helped me learn it off of one of Vernon Delhart's old records. It's called Dream of the Miner's Child. A miner was leaving his home for his work when he heard his little child scream. He went to the side of the little girl's bed. She said, Daddy, I've had such a dream. Oh, Daddy, don't go to the mines today, for dreams have so often come true. My daddy, please don't go away, for I never could live without you. Then smiling and stroking the little girl's face, he was turning away from her side. Then she threw her small arms around her daddy's neck. She gave him a kiss and then cried. I dreamed that the mines were all flaming with fire, and the men all fought for their lives. Just then the scene changed, and the mouth of the mine was covered with sweethearts and wives. Oh, Daddy, don't go to the mines today, for dreams have so often come true. My daddy, please don't go away, for I never could live without you. Go down to the village and tell all your friends that as sure as the bright stars do shine, there is something that's going to happen today. Please, Daddy, don't go to the mines. Oh, Daddy, don't go to the mines today, for dreams have so often come true. My daddy, please don't go away, for I never could live without you.
Down. Heard my mammy say to my pappy, let's call him John Henry Brown. Walk on, boy, walk on down the road. Ain't nobody in this whole wide world gonna help you carry your load. My pappy told me some advice I'd like to give to you. Son, find a good woman, be good to her, and she's gonna be good to you. Walk on, boy, walk on down the road. Ain't nobody in this whole wide world gonna help you carry on. Thank you.
I left my mammy and pappy at just about the age of 10. Lord, I got me a job of working on the levee, toting water for the hard-working men. Walk on, boys, walk on down the road. Ain't nobody in this whole wide world gonna help you carry your load. Should ask you just who is that fella Brown? You can tell him I'm the boy that left his hammer smoking where he beat that old steam drill down. Walk on, boy, walk on down the road. Ain't nobody in this whole wide world gonna help you carry your load. Walk on, boy.
Well, that was Doc and Richard Watson, Richard being Doc's grandson, and name of that tune was Walk On Boy, and that's from an album called Third Generation Blues. Before that, we heard Doc doing The Dream of the Miner's Child. Before that, In a Jailhouse Now by Doc. Before that, we heard Doc and the Doc Watson Family in the Middle of the Road, and we started off the set tonight with Jimmy's Texas Blues by Doc Watson. And that was a set of Doc in memory of the, want to call him a great man, I guess that's fair, the great man passing away yesterday, early morning, I believe, or perhaps the night before. So rest in peace, Doc. It's 7:17. You're listening to KGNU, Highway 322. I'm Mike Finn. I'll be with you until the top of the hour for when Ragtime America comes along. In the meantime, let's keep some tunes going. I have changed gears here a little bit. I have some Kathy Watson for you.
To mention his mind, there was no amount of money that could change his mind. Joey played the blues on the corner of 4th and 9th, and like the tunes that he played, he disappeared into the night. Joey played the blues on the corner of 4th and 9th, like the tunes that he played, he disappeared into the night. And the crowds, they'd surround him, wondering what they'd find. Just a man and his old guitar, playing songs into the night. His passion pushed away his family, he was penniless and alone. He'd do it all again if he had to, 'cause the music's in his soul. Joey played the blues on the corner of 4th and 9th, and like the tunes that he played, he disappeared into the night. Joey played the blues on the corner of 4th and 9th, and like the tunes that he played, disappeared into the night. Ooh. the tunes that he played, they disappeared into the night. Joey played the blues on the corner of 4th and 9th, and like the tunes that he played, they disappeared into the night. Joey played the blues, oh Joey played the blues, and like the tunes that he played, he disappeared into the night.
Cheated on me, and I never kissed a boy till I went to prison. Murder in the first degree. Well, on the day I became a man, I asked her if everything was on. Seconds of her life. Well, I never kissed a girl till I went to college. She got drunk and cheated on me. And I never kissed a boy till I went to prison. Murder in the first degree. She treated me worse, but she's sorry now, you can bet. But I got a new lover, and he don't like roses. He likes candy bars and cigarettes. Well, I never kissed a girl till I went to college. She got drunk and cheated on me. And I never kissed a boy till I went to prison. Murder in the first degree. I never kissed a girl till I went. She got drunk and cheated on me. And I never kissed a boy till I went to prison. Murder in the first degree. Yeah.
Life was on videotape. Wouldn't everything be alright? When your head hurts the morning after, and you could roll it back to late last night. You could replay all the good parts and cut out what you don't like. Oh, wouldn't you be in good shape if your life was on videotape? If everybody had ESP, wouldn't everything be okay? Well, we could see trouble coming, and we could step out of the way. When the Grim Reaper comes to call, we could arrange to be out of town. It would be the great escape, and you could put it on videotape. I don't have a video recorder, and I don't have a crystal ball. And when I'm not with my baby, oh, I don't have very much at all. I can't predict the future, and I can't change the past, but I know it will all make sense if you love me in the present tense. If your life was on videotape, wouldn't everything be all right? When your head hurts the morning after, then you could roll it back to late last night. Could replay all the good parts and cut out what you don't like. Oh, wouldn't you be in good shape if your life was on videotape?
That was Steve Goodman for you, videotape. Before that, we heard Cutie Pie, and that was by Split Lip Rayfield. Before that, we had the Woodbox Gang doing Never Kissed a Girl, and started off that set with Joe by Kathy Watson. All right, it's 7:30. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and this is Highway 322. I'm Mike Finn. Be with you for another half hour until Ragtime America, and I'd like to keep the music going here. Next, though, I want to send out a message for you. We'll do that and then go right back to tunes. I've got some Hawkshaw Hawkins queued up for you.
Are you yearning to breathe free of the wretched refuse of that old vehicle? Give us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses of metal. Give your neighbors a break and send these homeless, tempest-tossed trucks or cars to your favorite radio station, KGNU. We'll take your car donation. Simply call us during office hours at 303-449-4885 or go to kgnu.org for more information. It's that easy, and it's tax deductible. Proceeds benefit KGNU, Boulder, Denver.
Devoted his life to bring people joy. Only a few knew Hank was a sick boy. On September the 17th, 1923, Hank Williams was born on a farm near Georgiana, Alabama. Hank was the younger of two children. Since his father was sick from World War I, Hank, at the age of 9, took it upon himself to make a living for his family. So Hank started selling peanuts and shining shoes on the street. For 4 years, Hank made a living this way. When he was 13, his family moved to Montgomery, Alabama. Hank continued to sell peanuts and shine shoes. He also got a job on a nearby radio station. Life was quite a struggle for Hank in his early years. While other kids were devoting their time to school and play, Hank was busy making a living for his mother, father, and sister. For about the next 10 years, nothing much happened to Hank. He was just another country entertainer. Around 1945, he made his first record, which was Honky Tonkin'. From that day on, the star began to shine. And every record from then on made the star shine a little brighter. In the last 5 years, if Hank recorded a song, it automatically became a hit. I know you all remember the song Lovesick Blues and Jambalaya and many, many others. And strange as it may seem, one of his latest records was I'll Never Get Out of This World Alive. On the first day of January, 1953, Hank Williams passed away in the back seat of his automobile. I was to appear on the same show that day, but the news came first that Hank passed away. When they made the announcement, it silenced the crowd. In reverence, we stood with our heads bowed. Our hearts were sad, but the show we did play, 'cause everyone knew that Hank would have wanted it that way. Was loaded with laughter, sorrow, and grief. Devoted his life to bring people's joy. Only a few knew Hank was a sick boy.
Silver wings shining in the sunlight, roaring engines headed somewhere in flight. They're taking you away and leaving me lonely. Silver fading out of sight. Don't leave me, I cried. Don't take that airplane ride. But you locked me out of your mind and left me standing here behind. Silver wings shining in the sunlight, roaring engines it's somewhere in flight. They're taking you away and leaving me lonely. Silver wings slowly fading out of sight. Shining in the sunlight, roaring engine, headed somewhere in flight. They're taking you away and leaving me lonely. Silver wings slowly fading out of sight.
Friend, I'm writing you this letter, and it's a long time overdue. You're thinking just mind your own business. I wouldn't blame you if you do. You know our range is getting smaller. Here you're all busted up inside. But it ain't the Broncos that'll kill you. It's just that damned old cowboy pride. Cowboy pride can always get a man through, but cowboy pride will make a fool of you. Good women are hard to find. I'm talking about the faithful. I hear you running with that waitress, and she's underage and wild. You know your wife's the best there is, son. Would you move in with that child? She stuck with you through the hard times. Think of all the nights she cried. Will she be another victim of that same old cowboy pride? I guess it's time to close my letter. Just something that I had to do. You know I made the same mistake once before she fell in love with you. So go home to wife and family. It's time to put the past aside, so you don't end up like me now. Nothing left but cowboy pride. Cowboy pride can always get a man through, but cowboy pride will make a fool of you. Good women are hard. I'm talking about the faithful kind. Don't end up like me now, with nothing left but cowboy pride.
Tunes were played on the harp unstrung. Did you hear my voice come through the music would you hold it near as it were your own? So hand me down. The thoughts are broken, perhaps they're better left unsung. I don't know, don't really care. Let there be songs to fill the air. Ripple in still water when there is no pebble tossed, nor wind to blow. Reach out your hand if your cup be empty. If your cup is full, may it be again. Let it be known there is a fountain that was not made by the hands of men. Dawn and the dark of night, and if you go, no one may follow. That path is for your steps alone. Ripple in still water when there is no pebble tossed, nor wind to blow. You who choose to lead must follow. But if you fall, you fall alone. If you should stand, then who's to guide you? If I knew the way, I would take you home.
That was Jimmy Dale Gilmore with Ripple. Before that, we heard Cowboy Pride, and that was Michael Martin Murphy. Before that, we had Merle Haggard doing Silver Wings. And we started off that little country cowboy set with I Wasted a Nickel by Hawkshaw Hawkins. All right, I want to let you know about KGNU Presents Chroma Old-Time Music Festival at the Parrish Ranch in Berthoud. I think that's how you pronounce it. Berthoud, maybe. Friday through Saturday, June 1st through the 3rd. So that's starting tomorrow through Sunday. The festival will showcase traditional forms of fiddle and banjo, focused music with performances, workshops, and dance. Featured artists include Vesta Johnson and Steve Hall, the New Bad Habits, New Mexico's East Mountain Serenaders, Square Dance Callers, and old-time bands Flying Line, Firing Line. You know, I should have put my glasses on before I read this. O-Time Band's Firing Line, 40 Degrees North, Still on the Hill, and Stolen Time. Again, that's the Chroma O-Time Music Festival at Parrish Ranch in Berthoud, starting tomorrow through Sunday, all ages, and that's a KGNU Presents. All right, it's 7:46, excuse me, on this last day of May 2012, and you're listening to Highway 322. And we want to get some music going. Here's probably my new favorite local band. I don't know if that's entirely true because I like so many, but really, really getting into these guys, Elephant Revival.
Got you with her, married. married to another man. It makes it hard to see you, but I try the best I can. You say you really like him, he's been good to you. That's okay with me, if that's what's best for you. Now way down deep, I'm sure you know, I miss you every day. I wish I could be with you, and I think I found a way. I bought this special phone just for me and you, so keep it close at hand, and here's what you can do. When you're missing me or feeling all alone, just push one. When I hear you calling, your voice will take me home. In tears I'll hear you tell me you're still my very own. You won't forget your daddy, I'm sure that it's true. You know how much I love you, I know you love me too. When you're missing me or feeling all alone, just push on your daddy phone. I'll be on the line when I hear that ringtone. We'll talk anytime on your daddy phone. On your daddy phone.
Thank you. make a lot of noise. This would be a sad old world without a lot of good old boys. This would be a sad old world without a lot of good old boys. So here's to all them good old boys. Cheer 'em on, make a lot of noise. This would be a sad old
just about out of time here tonight. It's 7:59. That was Olden and Gray doing Good Old Boys. Before that, we heard If I Lose, Ricky Skaggs. Prior to that was Marty Raybon doing Daddy Phone, and we started off that set with Forgiveness by Elephant Revival. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver. It is 8 o'clock. It's time for Ragtime America, but I think I hit the wrong button on our little music player. Did I do that, Jack?
Yeah, that's all right. We'll get it.
Anyway, I appreciate the call that just came in a minute ago about the Doc Show, and enjoyed the old Steve Goodman song, so...
Thank you. Good evening, and welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we're going to pay our respects to a woman who passed away on March 26th. A lovely woman who entered ragtime late in her life, but really made a splash before losing a brief but courageous battle with cancer. I'm referring to Nan Bostick. And just from a little bit of a eulogy here, I'll read the following. My first glimpse of Nan was prophetic because it was quite a brash entry into the world of ragtime. A concert was in progress in Sedalia's Liberty Center Theater when the side doors close to the stage suddenly flung open. A ball of energy entered, impervious to the stir created in the audience, and sat right down next to me. I had a better understanding of her impulsive entry when I experienced her passion, as she told me she was of the mission, driving her energies. She had taken on the task of biographer for her famous uncle, Charles N. Daniels, and sought to learn all that she could about him as an important figure in the publication of rag compositions, even telling me that he had been instrumental in publishing one of Scott Joplin's early works. No, she couldn't play music. She was a writer. Time telescopes, and in a few short years, amazingly, she was playing Uncle Charlie's compositions. And shortly after, she herself was composing. To me, a musical portrait of herself, the youthful, carefree bean whistle rag. And we'll just start with that, and then we'll get into a little more of the biography of this wonderful woman, Nan Bostick.